Hello.
Hey.
Yeah.
You guys ready?
Yeah.
Okay. So what is your last name, Sean?
Haynes, H-A-N-E-S.
Okay. And then the phone number that you want displayed, is it for contact, is it going to be your number?
Yes.
Okay. I have a business address of 7175 Kinderville Road, Lakeview, Michigan, 48850. It appears to be a home office, so we will keep that physical address hidden on Google. It will only show the city, state, and zip code. Okay?
Perfect.
That way, it keeps your private information private, but we will have Google send the PIN code out there to that.
Yeah.
Now, Sean, your partner's name is Gary, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What is Gary's last name?
Blair. B-L-A-I-R. My last name's H-A-N-E-S.
Yeah, I got that. And then give me give me Gary's phone number one more time.
What's your number? 989-330-330.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that way he has authority to call in and make change and adjustment on behalf of
him. Absolutely, yep.
Okay, we like to keep everything even Steven around here. Okay. And then you guys want a 50-mile radius, right?
Yes, 50-mile radius, right? Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a business Facebook page built yet or only the personal?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Do you only have the personal page right now?
Yeah, I do, but I could build a business page tomorrow morning.
No, we're going to do it for you. I just need access to your personal page so that way we can build it. It's better just to have us build it from the ground up. That way there's no...
Okay, but you're going to need more pictures than what's on there.
Oh, yeah, no worries. You're going to give us all of that information. That's not a problem
okay.
at all. Yeah. All
right.
So I'm looking here. Are you logged into your Facebook now?
No, not right this minute.
Okay. Then I'll have them go over it with you during client interview, how to send us access to that, okay? Now,
okay.
You're doing, like, foundation pads, right?
Say that again.
You're doing foundation pads for and site prep. You want excavation and land clearing, right?
Excavation, land clearing, basements, driveways. We do all that stuff.
Okay.
I want major excavation work. I don't want no landscaping. I don't want no little stuff. I want driveways. I want driveways. I want land clearing. I mean, I want home sites, pole barn sites, everything. You know, we do delivery, too. We have gravel, topsoil, all that available for delivery. Dozer and Bobcat service. I mean, we do it all.
Bulldozer... and Bobcat services.
I mean, we have gravel, topsoil, all that available for delivery.
I got all that in. Perfect.
Yeah. Total home sites, pole barn sites, land clearing, driveways,
mm-hmm.
drain fields.
Drain fields. Got it. All right. Do you have proof of licensing, insurance, or tax ID information?
Yep, got all that stuff.
Okay, hours of operation?
8 to 5, probably.
You want the phone calls from 8 to 5?
Yeah, 8 to 5 would be good. 8 to 8, or you can even do 7 to 6.
Okay, Monday through Friday?
Yep, and I would put like 8 to noon on Saturday or 8 to 1 on Saturday.
Okay. Forms of payment you accept, cash, check, credit card, PayPal, Venmo, Zelle, Cash App?
Well, we just do cash and check right now. We got to check into doing that PayPal and all that stuff.
If you guys do the PayPal, and I can tell them to walk you through it during the client onboarding on how to set it up, then we can include payment integration on the website, just like you saw on that guy's site, where you can take all major credit cards.
Yeah, I'd like to be able to do that.
Okay, I'm going to put it in here. Okay. Do you have a logo or do you need one?
No, we have one.
Okay. Beautiful. They'll tell you how to send that in during client interview.
Yep.
Okay. The next thing I'm going to do is schedule your client onboarding appointment. This is a 20 to 30 minute phone interview you have with the technician, just to square away all of the questions and getting everything that they need to push it out. I have available appointment time for client onboarding tomorrow between 10 and 11. Between 1 and 2. 2 and 3, 4 and 5, 5 and 6, or 6 and 7. Which time frame do you want?
Well, now, but this is our time or your time?
Your time.
6 and 7.
Okay. The technician's going to be contacting you from our 877 phone number to get this all squared away. Right now, you're going to receive an email notification that's going to say Local Splash, CI for client interview, EN for English. Okay? And once you click accept, it's going to drop directly into your Google Calendar. You will get an email and a text message reminder 1 hour before the appointment. If for any reason you're unable to keep the appointment, then you just let the text back in or email back in and say, hey, I need to push it out or whatever the case is, okay? All right.
Used it before. I'm very familiar.
Beautiful. Okay. And just don't forget that call's coming from the 877 number. Sometimes people forget and then they ignore it, but that is the important phone call, okay?
Yep, I will.
All right. So the last thing I'm going to do right now is I'm going to read the voice verification that outlines the service agreement with Local Splash. It goes over the fact that the pricing is done month to month, that there's no contract. But first, in order to secure the listing today, is it just your first and last name on the card, or is there any middle initial?
I don't know. Middle initial.
What is it?
M.
Him. I knew you were going to say that as soon as I asked. Is it Shawn Michael?
Yep.
Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Master.
I'm ready for the card number. Go ahead.
5366-9500-0311. Yep. 1311.
Expiration month and year?
5/27.
And the 3-digit code on the back?
483.
I'm updating the profile, assigning the package, and processing the payment. The voice verification reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording, please state the name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google.
Pride Dirtworks LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Sean Haynes, owner.
Sean, are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
In order to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring our company, Local Splash, as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged for today's date, which is May 31st, 2022, in the discounted, non-refundable amount of $249. This is a true flat rate. There's no hidden taxes, additional click fees, call fees, or surcharges of any kind whatsoever. It is a reoccurring payment that will take place again on the 30th or 31st day of the month, depending on how the last day of the month falls. If you choose to pause or discontinue your agreement, you can do so anytime simply by contacting myself or client support. Please contact myself or client support within 3 days of the billing in the month of July. So you would need to call us by July 27th if you choose to pause or cancel the services. Do you agree and understand these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So I got a notice back from finance, and it says that there's been some type of hold put on your card. I just want to verify the number again. I have 5366.
Hold on.
Okay.
5366, yep.
9500.
Yep.
0311.
Yep.
1211.
Yep.
Expires in May of 27.
527.
Yep, and the security code is 438.
483.
That's what it was. I'm glad that I checked. Okay, so give me just a second here. I am sending out text messages as well that have my direct phone number and extension line as well as the number for client support. That way you can lock those in. And then the last one that you're going to receive via email and text message will be the terms and conditions. I do need you to review those, click the box, and certify you're the person who made the purchase today on behalf of the company whenever you get a moment, okay?
Yeah.
All right, you're all squared away.
All right, I'll be hearing from somebody tomorrow then.
You absolutely will.
Yep, okay, sounds
okay.
Good.
Make sure you get those terms and conditions signed as soon as possible, okay?
Will do. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. You guys have a great evening.
You too.
Okay. Bye-bye.